This is Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Here's Deborah Howell.
You know, there's so many decisions to make after you or a loved one experiences a stroke. This podcast will explore the critical role of support in stroke recovery, featuring insights from Lena Chitgar, a neuroscience nurse navigator at Saddleback Medical Center. We'll discuss the challenges stroke survivors and caregivers face, the benefits of support groups, and practical ways to build a strong support system. Welcome, Lena. So nice to have you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So in your experience, what are some of the biggest challenges stroke survivors face that support systems can help address?
Stroke survivors may encounter a range of challenges, including physical disabilities, communication difficulties, emotional changes like depression or anxiety, memory problems, and our group can help by sharing experiences, learning from each other, which can empower survivors to tackle these challenges more effectively. Now, in addition, I try to provide education resources. For example, I would share any educational webinars or other programs for, let's say, aphasia resources for caregivers. And at times, I would bring in guest speakers because I believe that the more people know about their stroke, they will better understand what they're going through.
Got it. Yeah, for sure. And how does having a support network impact the mental and emotional recovery of stroke survivors?
According to American Stroke Association, depression and anxiety affect around 1 in 3 people during the first year after a stroke. And stroke recovery can be hard. In the beginning, most people are motivated, attending their therapies, but then after a while, they tend to get tired, they would isolate themselves, many become depressed but don't realize the symptoms. So we definitely recommend survivors to talk to their healthcare providers about these symptoms, but a support group can significantly improve mental and emotional recovery. It helps to mitigate feelings of loneliness and it fosters social interaction. They would feel connected.
Sure. We all need that for sure. And what resources are available to help caregivers and stroke survivors navigate the recovery process?
Our support group is not only about group discussion. As a stroke certified nurse, I try to provide education as much as I can. Oftentimes, I would bring in guest speakers like dietitians to teach us about heart healthy habits, or our rehab team would come in to discuss topics like how to maintain balance or how to prevent falls, which is very important. In addition, if I hear about any outside webinars or resources, I would email my group and notify them about those opportunities. I do recommend people to buy the Hope After Stroke book by Sigourney Tansman. The book is a great guide. It provides resources and tips for both survivors and caregivers.
And that was Hope After Stroke?
Yes, Hope After Stroke. It should be on Amazon.
Okay, great. And what advice do you have for caregivers on how to best support their loved one after a stroke?
The first advice I would give to a caregiver or patient's loved ones is to find support for yourself, because caregiver burnout is serious.
Yeah.
They need to get into support groups. They shouldn't hesitate to ask for help from friends, other family members. A caregiver has to take care of themselves first. Otherwise, they will burn out and won't be able to support their loved ones as much as they want. And caregivers should focus on being patient and understanding, as recovery can be frustrating and slow. Mm-hmm. They can support their loved ones by listening to their feelings, encouraging independence, and really celebrating small victories.
Now, that's on the home front. But what role do stroke survivor support groups like the one at Saddleback Medical Center play in the recovery process?
Our support group offers an environment where survivors can connect with others who understand their challenges. Our group is open to caregivers if they like to join. This allows caregivers to better understand what the stroke survivor is going through.
Yeah.
And our group fosters a sense of belonging and can motivate members to actively engage in their recovery. And as I mentioned before, we also provide education, invite guest speakers and professionals to provide valuable insights. At Saddleback, we're here to support our stroke survivors in any way we can, and we would love to be a part of their recovery journey.
And how can healthcare providers like those at Memorial Care work to ensure stroke survivors feel supported after they leave the hospital?
So education plays a big part in stroke recovery. At Saddleback, patient education starts from day one, and we focus on comprehensive discharge planning. Our team of doctors, nurses, rehab, educate patients continuously, and I personally visit patients to make sure they understand their care. I discuss their individualized stroke risk factors. We teach them about BFAST stroke symptoms and when to call 911. Mm-hmm. Also, our discharge folders include educational booklets and information on our support group to help them enhance their recovery experience.
And what are the long-term benefits, if any, of ongoing support for stroke survivors and their caregivers?
Ongoing support for survivors and their caregivers can really transform their lives. For example, when a stroke survivor joins a support group, they often meet others who share similar experiences. This connection can boost their motivation to get back into rehab and do their exercises.
Right.
They might pick up new tips for managing their recovery, like learning how others have adapted to their situations and such.
Yeah.
So on the caregiver side, being part of a community can provide a much needed outlet. For example, a caregiver hearing others share their struggles and victories can be incredibly uplifting, reminding them that they're not alone in this journey,
right,
making them feel less overwhelmed. Or they can learn how other caregivers have approached situations and they learn from them.
Sometimes you just need a hug from somebody who understands, who's going through the same thing.
Exactly.
So when is the Stroke Survivor Support Group and how can people sign up to attend?
Our group is open to everybody. It's not limited to Saddleback patients. It's online, easy to attend, and it's free. We meet every third Tuesday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
We do use the Microsoft Teams application, and stroke warriors and caregivers can sign up for the support group by calling me at 949-452-7370, and I would be happy to add them to the team.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Lena, for all your good work and also for your time and expertise today. We really enjoyed having you on the podcast.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
And for more info or to listen to a podcast of this show, please visit memorialcare.org. That's memorialcare.org. That's all for this time. I'm Deborah Howell. Have yourself a terrific day.